This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Honky tonk, zydeco, jazz, polka, bluegrass, all of these, just some of the sounds that you will hear at the National Folk Festival. Over the years, the event has showcased music and dance from Appalachia all the way to Asia, Africa, and beyond. And now it's in its third and final year in Greensboro, and it takes place this weekend. And joining me now is Tom Fillion. He's the president and CEO of Arts Greensboro and helped to organize the festival. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Good to have you. We're going to hear some live stuff in a moment and also some recorded music from the various groups you have. Give us the scope of this festival.
Well, you know, imagine 8 stages in a downtown environment, all outdoors. Some of them are tented. Some of the audiences are covered. But it's 54 acts in 3 days across all of those stages.
It is a national festival. It's been hosted in Greensboro for the past, this is the
Correct.
Third year now.
This is an itinerant festival that moves around the country. It's been everywhere from New York City and Washington, D.C. to Bangor, Maine, and now Greensboro, North Carolina.
Well, let's talk about some of the artists and the performers who are going to be at the festival this weekend. First, let's talk about the group Los Tex-Maniacs.
Yes.
Right? Talk about that group.
From San Antonio. It's real Tex-Mex, and they are extremely...
Tex-Mex Moravian. They've got an accordion, a Czech accordion in there, right?
Well, and there's more with some of the other bands. There's some real mixed up things in this, but it's all living tradition. So that's really the focus of the festival, and... They are an incredible high energy band, as we'll hear in this cut coming up.
All right, let's listen to Los Tex-Maniacs.
Vengas aquí preta linda. Venga, vamos a bailar, vamos a mover el bote, porque la vida hay que gozar. Muévele, muévele, prieta, muévele, muévele así, porque tú eres la reina y esta cumbia es para ti. Ay, 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 a mover el bote. Ay, 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 a mover el bote. Ay, 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 a mover el bote. Ay, 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 a mover el bote. Venga, mi preta linda, venga, vamos a bailar. Vamos a mover el bote. Muévele, muévele así, porque tú eres la reina y esta cumbia es para ti. Ay, 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 a mover el bote. Ay, 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 a mover el bote. Ay, 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 a mover el bote. Ay, 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 a mover el bote. A mover el bote. Ay, 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 a mover el bote. bote.
A Mover el Bote, performed by the group Los Tex-Maniacs, part of the lineup at this weekend's National Folk Festival in Greensboro. I'm talking with Arts Greensboro President Tom Fillion. He's also the CEO. I mean, it goes to show you, if you want to do world music, you just have to get bands from the United States, because we reflect everything.
Well, right? And that's right. And this is reflective of the heritage, of course, across our country and all of the cultures that make America what it is.
Another band now, the Tremé Brass Band from New Orleans. Tell us about them.
Well, this is the iconic Tremé neighborhood brass band from New Orleans, and they're coming to join us not just to play on stage, but they're actually going to open the event tonight at 6 p.m. with a small performance, and then they do a very public participatory parade through downtown Greensboro.
Tremé Brass Band. That's a little bit of the Tremé Brass Band. Sheik of Araby performed by that group, part of the lineup of this weekend's National Folk Festival of Greensboro, talking to Arts Greensboro President and CEO Tom Fillion. You know, you're tempted to say, well, there's the classic Sheik of Araby, but the great thing about Dixieland music is every classic gets changed
every time you hear it.
Right?
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Fantastic stuff. Hey, tell me more about this a cappella group from Nashville, the Fairfield Four.
The Fairfield Four, a lot of people know their voices without knowing who they are because they've done so much studio work with pop artists, popular artists. But the reality is they do a style of gospel which is fast going away. We're fast losing it in this country, and they're dedicated to keeping it alive.
All right, well, let's hear a little bit of music from the Fairfield Four.
I would like to see a revival
in the old time.
Together
in the old time way.
just like to sing
in the old time way.
A verse of an old song
in the old time way
that the people used to sing
in the old time way.
My community church back home
in the old time way.
You can hear somebody say, "Boy, now stand on Zion Hill."
In the old time.
In
crown. In the old time way.
No power on earth my hopes can change.
In the old time way.
Not hell can pull me down.
In the old time way.
That's the way they was singing back in the children.
In the old time way.
Fairfield Four in the old time way, part of the lineup at this weekend's National Folk Festival in Greensboro, talking with Tom Fillion, who is the Arts Greensboro president and CEO. And I want to bring into the conversation now Josephus, who is a spoken word poet. He's going to be performing throughout the weekend. Josephus, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us about spoken word, how it contributes to this festival.
Well, first of all, folk is life. You know, and there's so many stories being told on the stage, and this is just another art form that gets a chance to have a platform to tell their side of the story. You know, and it's such a plethora of different art forms on the stages. You just heard a few. And spoken word is another one that just gives a really opportunity to just kind of talk about what's going on at present, right now, past, present, and future.
Who inspired you to be a spoken word artist?
That's a good question. I think the first time I actually wrote a poem, it was a classroom assignment. And I actually ended up being pretty good at it. The teacher said it was a pretty good poem, and I was like, hey, I might have a future at this thing.
Is there a difference between a poem and a spoken word performance? Do you have to do anything? If you took that poem that you thought was pretty good, could that just be a spoken word, or do you have to do something to it?
I think that spoken word is just the recitation of your poem. It's definitely a style to it, but it's giving life to the words on the page. I think as a spoken word artist, you definitely write with the idea of performing it, where a literary poet writes with the idea of somebody reading it off of the page. So I think the styles are very different, but at the end of the day, you just want people to know your story.
Will you do one for us now?
Sure, sure. So something I've been working on, current events. People ask me what inspires me. So have you ever wondered why we name storms after ourselves? Because we, like they, are detrimental to our health, do the most damage to the land, kick up dust and sand and rape landscapes, wreak havoc. You see, we stand ready to rage against the machine. Or maybe it's because it brings out the humanity in us. Where Katrina pulls Harvey from a flooded car, where Matthew, a private boat owner, cruises down streets, now rivers, saving shivering members of family from a city he's never been to. But today, he hero. Saw the news and put on cape, tights and all, Nate, Whitney, and Vince be tropical breezes the barometers can't hold at bay. Hard to weigh the weight of the world, so we impact lives, plant trees that create carbon dioxide, take pride in rising from the ash, pass prayers like air, and the storm subsides, and we live, and love, and some die, yet we still love, and continue, and rebuild. Ain't humanity just like a storm, gone with the wind, in the blink of an eye, ever be at your doorstep trying to borrow a cup of sugar. So coming in the south, Carmen be double dutching in your driveway, flipping over cars, most days a storm brews from inside. See it in my eyes. Tides rise and fall, but together we stand tall. Humanity in the eye of the storm.
Josephus, spoken word artist, performing a new piece, and he's going to be performing this weekend as part of the National Folk Festival in Greensboro. Also with me is Tom Fillion, president and CEO of Arts Greensboro. Very appropriate to be talking about storms and contextualizing them in terms of the human condition. Very cool stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We have free workshops every week, and I always push students to write about something, you know, present. It's often we always write because we're in our feelings, but to write about just random topics always helps stretch the imagination.
Speaking of students, you're the coach of the Gate City Youth Slam team, right?
Yes, I am. I am. We just returned from Brave New Voices in July, so it was a beautiful experience. We went all the way to San Francisco, California.
Wow.
And we're ranked in the top 12 teams in the world out of 55 that were competing this summer. So,
good stuff.
Yeah, we're trying to make our mark on the world.
Tom, fill in, give us a feel for who else is going to be there. Just
well,
briefly.
It ranges everything from blues to funk to jazz. Appalachian music will be a big part. We're also having a big focus on younger North Carolina artists this year who carry on the traditions. You know, these days you can sit down, look at YouTube, and pull up videos of someone from 1936 and learn how to play the Piedmont Blues. And we're gonna see a little bit of that this weekend as well.
Tom Fillion is the president and CEO of Arts Greensboro. He helped organize the National Folk Festival taking place in Greensboro. Also, Josephus, spoken word poet, performing throughout the weekend. Thank you both for being on the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
The National Folk Festival takes place this weekend in Greensboro. You can find out more at our website, stateofthings.org. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio, and we'll go out with some music from another group performing at the festival this weekend, the An Yao Trio. Thank you.